Gemara Megillah Daf Amud Aleph brings down the Shaila of why we don't say Hallel on Purim. And the Gemara ends up saying the fear of Nachman. The reason is because Kriyas is Uhi Lula. The Kriyas of Megillah is a Kiyam of Hallel. We're laying the Megillah that we're being Mahal to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that is the Kiyam of Hallel on Purim, and therefore we don't have to say the regular Hallel. Based upon this, the Meiri says a Gevaldik HaKadosh. He says that if a person happens to not have a Megillah on Purim, for some reason he can't hear the Megillah, then he's mechuyev to say the regular Hallel. The only reason why we don't say Hallel is because we're mekayim through Kriyas and Megillah. So if you happen to not have a Megillah, you're not going to hear the Megillah, then you should say Hallel. And l'chayim is very mistabel like that, because if you don't have the kiyum through Kriyas and Megillah, l'chayim should be mechuyev to say Hallel. The problem is that the Paiskim don't bring this down la'alacha. Most Paiskim do not. The Shar Tshuva seems to be chaylik on him, and that is not so much the minhag ha'olam. And the question is, why not? The Meiri has a good point. If you don't have the Megillah, then L'chayim should have a chiyav halal. Why is there no chiyav halal if you don't have a Megillah? And I think it could be masba this alpia chakira that I heard from Rav David Soloveitchik Zatzal, that he declared in the Yesod of what the Gemara means over here, the kriyas of Megillah zuhi lula, something we mentioned b'kitzer on daf chaf ches in Tainus. So he said that you can understand the Gemara one of two ways. The Gemara could be saying that really there is a chiyav halal on Purim, and chachamim were misakin halal on Purim, but by kriyas of Megillah that is a kiyam of the chiyav halal. We have to say halal like any other yomtiv. And they, being that there's a chiyuv of Kriyas and Megillah anyways, they said you could be yaitzer a chiyuv halal through Kriyas and Megillah. So there's a chiyuv halal and you're yaitzer through Kriyas and Megillah. Or the pshat is that, there is no chiyuv halal to begin with on Purim. There's no mechayiv of halal because there is a Kriyas and Megillah, and Kriyas and Megillah accomplishes the same thing, so there are never mechayiv a chiyuv halal to begin with on Purim. And he's medayik from the Lashon of the Rambam in Hilchas Chanukah. Again, Allah Chavavi says, "Lo tiknu halo bepurim shugiras and Megillah hiya halo." They were not misakin halo on Purim because shugiras and Megillah hiya halo. It's mashu they were not misakin it at all. Not the pshat that there's a chi of halo in your yaitzer with the Megillah, but there is no takan of halo to begin with. The end of the lashon of the Rambam is a mashu a little bit not like that, but the pashu says, like he's saying in the beginning, that there is no chi of takan of kriyas halo bechal and Purim because we have the mitzvah of Megillah, which accomplishes the same point. So if you learn like that there is no chi of halal mitchila, because kriyas ha-megillah is b'makam ha-halo, takes the place of halal, so then that could be the pshat, and those who argue in the Miri and hold that if you don't have a Megillah, you don't say halal, because it's not the pshat, there's a chi of halal over here, and you say through kriyas ha-megillah, you were never misakin halal to begin with, because there's a din of kriyas ha-megillah. Once you weren't misakin halal to begin with, even though you happen to not have a Megillah, it doesn't make a difference, you're not mechuyev to say halal, because there's never a takana of halal mitchila, being that there is a din of kriyas ha-megillah. And it could be, we mentioned earlier, that this could have a common afkamina as lahalacha and different inyana. Maybe some of them we'll see later on in the future blot. But one thing we did mention earlier, Negat Tadaf Gimel, the Gemara there says that Kanim Bavidasim, Yisol Bama'amad, Mechule, Mevatam Avidasim, Van Leshwai Mekim Megillah. So the Cheshik Shalom over there asks, he says it's mashma that there's a din ma'amadas on Purim. It says Yisol Bama'amad, and they're Mevatal, they're Ma'amad to go here Mekim Megillah. So yes, in the Gemara in Tainus, the Gemara over there says that Kol Yom Shesh Bo Halal, Im Bo Maimed. Any day that has Halal has no Din Maimed, and Purim has Halal, even though there's no real Halal, but there's Megillah, which is B'makim Halal, Kriyas Zui Lula, so there should not be a Din Maimed on Purim because of the Din Halal of Kriyas and Megillah. And we mentioned that perhaps Lefi, this Havana, the way Rav David is learning, that like it's been doing in the Rambam, it's not the pshat that there's a Chi of Halal and a Mekamit through Kriyas and Megillah, but there's no Kiyam of Halo B'chlav, they're never Masak and Halo because they have the Megillah. The feed that maybe is Kashu Bimi Yoshev, it's not a Yem Shesh Mahalo, it's not a Kiyam of Halo, but there is no need to be Masak and Halo because there's anyways a din of Kriyas HaMegillah. Another Smachla Davar, we mentioned this from the Piyat that we say in Tainus Esther, the Piyat that starts off, Adam Bekum Aleinu, at the last line over there it says, V'tichtav Esther Taikef Likrei Kivahalo Mehaidim. Esther wrote down the Taikef of the Nes, Likrei to read it, Kivahalo Mehaidim. You should, by reading the Megillah, it says, if you're being Maida, like Halo. Sounds like a little bit from that Lashon that there is actually a Kiyam of Halo through Kriyas and Megillah, which would be much like the other tzad, that there is some type of kiyam of halal through relating the Megillah, not that they weren't misakin because they have the Megillah, but there was a kiyam of halal through the takana of kriyas and Megillah. Now the etzim kasha on the Gemara, and those who argue in the Meiri, why don't you have to lay in the Megillah? Why don't you have to say halal if you don't have a Megillah? There's a beautiful hazard from Rav Huttner, a different mahalach to be mazer. Why those who argue in the Miri, why there's no chi of halal if you don't have a Megillah? And he said like this, he said that the aside of halal, whenever you say halal al hanes, the halal has to, it was nikva kafi the tzura of the nes. Whatever the nes was, the halal follows the tzura of the nes. And normally, a nes that happens is a nes nigla. Meaning that the nes is a nes nigla, the halal is also begali. The halal is begali, we say a halal straight out, which reflects the nes that was begali. But he says on Purim. On Purim, the Nes was a Nes of Hester, it was a Nes Nister, it was a Nechi Haster Aster, Esther and Atermi 9. The whole Purim story was a Nes which wasn't a Nes Begali. It was a Nes that you had to find the Nes, you had to see it. It was Behatsneya, and it was not Begali. And being that the Nes was done in the Eifin of Hester, the hollow that we see in such a Nes is also a hollow of Hester, hollow which is not out in the open, not Begali, but a hollow which is hidden. And for that reason, Chazal Badafka made the hollow of Purim, not the regular hollow which is Begali, but a hollow that comes through Kriyas and Megillah, which is Besesa, which is a hidden hollow. So if that, he says that if you don't have the Megillah, there's not going to be any chiyuv to say the regular hollow, because that's the wrong hollow. That's not the hollow you should be saying on Purim. The hollow of Purim has to bedafka be a hidden hollow, kafi the nes, which is a hidden nes, and that could be the svar for those who argue on the Meiri, who hold that there's no chiyuv hollow if you don't have a Megillah. And maybe just to be mice, a little bit, I'll the Yisai B'Shar Shavayda, he says, what's the pshat? Kriyasuzu Hilula. You read the Megillah, there's no Shvach, there's no hollow, we just read a story. Where's the Hilula over here? And he says, Avada, what Chazal mean is that you have to read the story, and by focusing on the story and understanding it, you come to a hollow in your own lave. You come to be Mahalo and Teshvach and be Meshabechem when you see the godless of the Hashkach and the Nes that happened through the Maisa. So the Kriyasuzu Hilula is only, the Kriya is only the first step, and then that should bring you to a hollow that you're Mahalo believe when you hear the Megillah. So the whole point of the Kriyas and Megillah, it's a unique hollow, just like the story of the Megillah was something that when they lived through, they didn't necessarily see the Yad Hashem right away until the end of the story when they chamtel. It's really all L'tayv, it was all Nepech L'tayv. We, when we say the hollow in such a nace, we do the same thing. We live through the story, we read the Megillah as if it's happening, and by seeing every step how it ended up being Yad Hashem, that allows us to be Mahalo, and then we do a Hallo Kafi the Nes, and Mimela, that's the aside of the unique Hallo of Purim. It's Bedafka, Hallo Begali. It's a Hallo which is an Aveda where we have to work on the story and come to the Hallo on our own, and that would be the Hezbra and those Shittas who hold that if you don't have Megillah, you don't say Hallo, because the regular Hallo is not the Hallo that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted on Purim.